And how are you, Sam I Am? Larry asked. I thought we agreed I'd get a new nickname once I turned 30. Sam fixed him with a stare, a smile tugging at her lips. And that was 2 years ago. I made no such promises, Samantha, Larry replied, feigning innocence. Ugh, her full name was even worse. They played this game every time. She loved the banter and relationship she had with all the locals. Sometimes it felt like her days were more of a social catch-up than actual work. She'd grown up around her family's boat shop. It's a chandlery shop, her dad would say, and had worked there officially since she was 16. Garner Marine sat right at the edge of Kalkulla Beach, squeezed between marinas and pristine white sandy beaches. You wouldn't find any tourists here, though. Adelaide was a quieter city than Melbourne or Sydney, the outer suburbs quieter still. Anyway, she dragged out the word, changing the subject. You're lucky the shop's quiet at the moment. It's been a busy week with everyone's last-minute bits and pieces for the Port Mackerel race next weekend. We've already run out of offshore flares twice this month. Larry let out a low whistle as Dave came up alongside him, plonking the ball valve on the counter with a heavy thud. I'll take 2 offshore flares as well, please, Sam. Larry gave him a side eye. What? I thought you already replaced your flares last year, Larry quizzed. No, that was the inshore flares, Dave snapped back. Are you sure? Of course I'm sure. It was the day you almost fell overboard trying to clean my damn solar panels for me. The ones those bloody seagulls love to sh... He looked at Sam. The poop all over. I'm not a child anymore, Dave. You can say shit in front of me, Sam chided. Larry chuckled as Dave held up his hands in placation. Oh, yes, now I remember. Larry's eyes lit up as he snapped his fingers. It was my boat we replaced the offshore on. With a shake of her head at their squabbling, Sam popped the parachute flares on the counter, tallying up the items up in her head. It was a necessary skill she'd acquired from working at the shop over the years. Her dad, Matt, still ran the shop old school. You either added everything up in your head or wrote it down on paper with a calculator. No POS system in sight. Just the way her dad liked it.